Welcome to the I Love Leonard podcast. I'm your host, Leonard Dunmore Jr., and I'm super elated to have you here. Think of my podcast as a personal diary where I bring you guys in with me on conversations that I have with myself and others. We'll navigate topics in the areas of lifestyle, career, and fashion. And if you're anything like me, you're always looking to improve in these three areas. I'll be answering questions, giving insights, and sharing stories about my personal experiences. So turn up your volume, tune your ears, and let's grow together. This episode is going to be about bullying ourselves and kind of just beating ourselves up. And like I said, I'm one to do that to myself because I feel like I'm just honestly just hard on myself. I put a lot of pressure on myself to become who it is that I want to become and be who it is that I want to be and, you know, live the life that I want to live. And oftentimes, I'm just honestly my hardest critic, my biggest critic, and it can be beneficial, and it can also be a disadvantage at the same time. It's beneficial because I am making sure that I, you know, hold myself accountable, and then it can also be a disadvantage as well when I constantly pick myself apart. That's not good for my mental. So in this season of my life and where I'm at currently, I'm learning how to give myself grace. And, you know, we've talked about grace previously, and it's very imperative that we extend that grace to ourselves as well, especially being a Gen Z and living in the world of internet and social media. We can get so caught up in just what we see in the life that we see others living, or, you know, just the, what is the word? I can't think of it. Instant gratification of it all. Just really just wanting to get what we want right when we want it. And that's honestly just not how life works. You know, I wish, you know, sometimes I wish I had like a genie in a bottle or something, or like a fairy, my parent, but that's just not the way that life is designed. We have to work for the things that we want, and we have to be patient, and being patient can be very frustrating sometimes. And it can also be very discouraging, just being transparent. But there's beauty in the patience. But I'll talk about that more in depth on another episode. But going back to the bullying, we have to be kind to ourselves. I preach being kind and spreading kindness, you know, and being the light that we wish to see. But are we spreading that kindness to ourselves? Are we being that light for ourselves? I always say, if you don't have, you know, if you can't count on yourself, then, you know, who can you count on, or why should anyone else count on you? So if you're not showing yourself that grace and that love and that compassion, then you're already 10 steps behind the game. And honestly, when we think of bullies, and oftentimes, you know, what we see portrayed in like movies and things like that, and just often, even in real life, bullies are very insecure and they're missing something within themselves. So they then try to lash out on others. So as I'm reflecting and I'm thinking about that as it pertains to self, I'm obviously dealing with some type of insecurities or some type of uncertainty or whatever the case may be. I'm lacking something to where I feel the need to be so hard on myself. And I cannot stand a bully. Even like in the movies and things like that, I would watch growing up. I was like, if that was me, I would do this, I would do that. Or if I was with that person, I would, you know, we would get them together, you know. But as I'm thinking about it to myself, I'm like, I don't like bullies. I will stand up, you know, to bullies. I'm always one rooting for the underdog. So as I'm, you know, reflecting and I'm having this, you know, conversation within myself, I need to stand up to that bully inside of me that's beating myself up for not being who it is that I want them to be, or not having the things that I want to have, or not being where I want to be at. Whatever the case may be, I need to stand up to that voice in my head that is being negative to my inner being, to my person, to me. And it sounds weird when you think about it, but honestly, when you really think about it, that's what's happening. It's almost like the good angel and the bad angel, you know? And I'm not saying not to, you know, think critically and think logically and to want more for yourself, to encourage yourself, to not hold yourself accountable. But when you think of a bully, you think of, you know, it being like incessant. And I don't want to constantly be at war within myself. There should be that fine line. There should be that gray area, that grace, you know, that I have for myself as I'm figuring this thing out. Because life is hard. We don't have all the answers. You know, I wish we did. It would make things so much easier. I wouldn't feel the need to bully myself or, you know, constantly be in my head if I had all the answers, if I had a roadmap, a blueprint, if you will. But that's just not how things are. And so let us be mindful with how we're treating ourselves and how we're showing up for ourselves. So whenever you catch yourself like in your head or just, you know, worrying or overanalyzing yourself, show yourself that same love. Show yourself that compassion, that patience, that understanding that you would want someone to have for you. Have that within yourself. And that's all I really have for you guys today. I don't want to be, you know, repetitive. I just honestly had that on my mind. Maybe that's why I couldn't sleep. I just had to get it out. Maybe hopefully I can sleep like a baby now. But let us just be mindful and let us just continue to show up for ourselves and to really watch our behavior. Because if we don't, it'll become a habit, and then habits become routines, and routines then become your life. So I love you guys. I hope that helps someone out there just to, you know, take it easy on yourself and just know that you're always worthy of your dream life, no matter how it may look to get there.
Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, please be sure to connect with me on social media at Leonard Dunmore Jr. Also, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss future episodes. Once again, I'm Leonard, and always remember to lead in love.